My friend, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028, the end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world of tomorrow is near at hand. Today is June 26th, or about out of this month. Although it is summertime, and it has been hot here since the beginning of summer in Vancouver, Washington. I think from this date, the 26th of June, 2026 onward, we are going to see some low temperatures, probably no higher than in the 60s. Maybe it'll warm up again in July. We'll see. That is, according to the solar lunar calendar that is inspired by Supreme, Tammuz 11, 57, 87. Now we're in the document of Joel. Amos. I'm really confused. You know what I am, Mr. Confusion. Okay. Amos 5, verse 1. Most powerful prevails. Most powerful prevails is the meaning of the word Israel. Most powerful prevails house. He was speaking to the nations of Israel. There were nine of them that were in the northern Israel area and four of them in the southern Judah area. You must heed this statement. Do we ever heed him? I don't think we even know what he says. Well, how could we ever heed him? I'm sorry, I shouldn't chuckle and laugh. I am just a knot-headed old fool. Excuse me. You must heed this statement that I take up about you. It is a dirge. I know some people like to call that a lamentation. That really takes the wind out of the sails. This is a dirge. This is a funeral song. This is your funeral, is what he's saying. That's what he has inspired Amos to write. And remember, the word Amos means inform. That's a phonetic sound. Verse 2, most powerful prevails. Again, using the name phonetically Israel. Most powerful prevails. Virgin has failed. Wow. This startup nation that he started up has fallen flat on her face. She will not rise up again. She has been abandoned on her soil. So we see a very serious matter in the past, duplicated again right now in the present and the near future. And this is going to be the final correction that is needed. It's about time that we see this physical nation setting the example for the world. She has been abandoned on her soil. That's what Supreme does. He abandons us. He gives us benefits and tosses us out. No one will raise her. No one can help her back. No one at all. This is punishment time. It was and it is. And then we'll see a total different situation for these people. Verse 3, my controller, that's Adonai. Eternal originator, that's Yahweh, conveys this. He frequently uses that name in a very informative way. The town will go out 1,000, 100 will remain. Doesn't sound good at all. 10% left out of our nation over the next, let's say, 2.5 years, doesn't give you a large number of people. And they will be in captivity worldwide. And what will go out 100, 10 will remain. Boy, that's the meaning of the word decimation. I don't think we use it quite that way. I think it means 10%. It means 10% left to supreme. For most powerful prevails house. So there it is, Israel. You want to find out who Israel is? See if this is going to happen. See if this old Walter Ron Reedy's crazy, okay? Verse 4. Eternal originator conveys this to most powerful prevails house. You must seek me and live. No, we don't seek him. We don't praise him. We don't worship him, really, revere him. But we should praise him and thank him. Verse 5, you do not seek, there it is again, Mighty One's place. That is the word Bethel. It means, well, it has a reference to where he was at the time that Jacob encountered him. It has a reference to the temple as it was in a secondary sense. And it has a tertiary sense in that his place is now with living stones. He has a growing number of ones he's making into living stones that are about 20,000 men, women, and children. Enter wheel or pass well, guaranteed. These were locations back there in the days before Israel became really established as a kingdom. Wheels will be exiled. Mighty One's place will come to trouble. These locations have lost it. But not only that, it's going to happen all over again now. And Israel now is not Judah, which is in it, Jerusalem vicinity. The Judah now really is around the world in many, most large cities. Judah is. Israel is actual nations sprawled around the world. Verse 6, you must seek eternal originator and live. Now he keeps saying this, seek, 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 seek. I don't think we do that. I don't think we even know how to do that. Sorry. Otherwise, he will rush. Whoa, that's going to be crushing. He will rush, originate, and increase his house. That's Joseph. That's who we are. Ephraim, Manasseh, the United States and the United Kingdom. He will rush, originate, or increase his house like fire. I think it's interesting that Glenn Lee Beck has this option that you can get online, the Blaze. I don't know if he intends it this way, but it sure is the way it is. The Blaze is coming to destroy us. It will devour. No one will quench it. This is unquenchable because this comes from Supreme. No one will quench it for Mighty One's place. That refers to us as an individual city did anciently, referred to the presence of Supreme when Jacob contacted him first. You, verse 7, turn ethical management to bitterness and thrust correction to the ground. So ethics is out. Any correction, no one's going to take it. I know I keep getting correction. I have since I've been 5 and I'm nearing 90, so I expect it to continue. I'm not flawless. I'm not faultless. Verse 8, one fashioning mighty hunter and flock of doves, turning extreme danger to the dawn, darkens day to night, summoning to the waters of the sea and pouring them on the surfaces of the planet. You know, they had this happen in California just in the last couple of days. A horrible storm pushed a huge problem from the ocean and killed 3 people. His name? Well, I think you know it phonetically. It's Yahweh. It means eternal originator. Moffat got it right. No one among the translators in English has ever gotten the name, his name, correct, except Moffat. Dr. Moffat. I'd like to meet the guy. Don't really like his translations otherwise, but he's all right. He got that right. No one else did. Verse 9, devastation smiles on strong. Boy, that's not a good thing. I'm not strong, but I hope devastation doesn't smile on me either. Devastation comes on fortification. Yeah, we think of that as nuclear, but it can also refer to terrible things that are going on, and certain nations have armed their drones to destroy. We will see that very soon. Verse 10, they hate correction in the gate. Yeah, we don't want to be corrected at home. They abhor one speaking soundly. No, we don't want to hear sound-mindedness. Verse 11, therefore, because you trample on weak, that's what we do, and force from him gifts, I put that in quotes, of grain, you will build houses of cut stone and will not live in them. Cut stone is what I saw all over Jordan and the Middle East, around Jerusalem, in Nazareth, places like that. There was no carpenter there because they don't do carpentry. They don't do wood houses. A cut stone house would be a fabulous estate that I would enjoy having for myself. You will, I've never had that, but I would enjoy that much more. I'd enjoy having a wife. You will plant desirable vineyards. Wow. I know some friends of mine who had a vineyard and produced wine and not drink their wine. Oh, you can't produce a vineyard and drink wine? You can't have raisins? That's because we have been diabolical, demonic. You know what I mean? Verse 12, I know your rebellion. See, that's the problem. And your numerous errors, harassing a correct one. Yeah, they'll harass somebody who's ethical. Taking a bribe. Oh, we love money and we love power. And thrusting aside destitute in the gate. Wow, isn't that wonderful? You can thrust aside us poor folk. Yeah, I do appreciate those who help me because I am really destitute. Verse 13, those who are prudent will be silent in that time. It is a time of evil. You must seek good, not evil. You will live. We choose life or we choose death. Not all of us have chosen death. Now some of us are reconsidering for the last 2 or 3,000 years. Eternal originator, that again is Yahweh, groups, that's Sabaoth, most powerful, that's Elohim, will be with you, as he said. He's not with us now. He's against us, okay? Verse 15, you must hate evil and love good. Do we hate evil? Oh, no, you got it wrong. We love evil and hate good. You must establish ethical management in the gate. Eternal originators groups, most powerful, will benefit. Originator increases remnant. That's Joseph. That's the two major nations, the two leading nations of the nine that were in the kingdom of Israel. Verse 16, eternal originator groups, most powerful. My controller, my Adonai, conveys this. I shouldn't say my Adonai, but my controller means Adonai. Wailing will be in all plazas, everywhere, every square, everybody. And I'm sure that that has a lot to do with fires and earthquakes and terrible starvation and diseases. In all streets, they will say, alas, that's a terrible expression of terror. They will summon all farmers to mourning. Wailing will be, for those knowing, a mourning song. That's not mourning like today, right now, it's mourning. That's mourning like and very sad. Verse 17, wailing will be in all vineyards. You don't see good productive results. Eternal originator conveys, I will pass in you. That means spank us. Verse 18, wretched are those wanting eternal originator's day. His day is a day of punishment. What is it to you? Eternal originator's day is darkness, not light. Verse 19, A man flees from the lion's faces. The bear will encounter him. He will enter the house and lean his hand on the wall. The reptile will bite him. Well, no good news for today. All right, is that all right with you? Well, I'm sure you want good news, but we have been too disobedient to have good news. Verse 20, is not eternal originator's day darkness and not light, gloom and no brightness to it? Verse 21, look what Supreme hates. Does this surprise you? It shouldn't. I've seen this since I've been a kid. I despise your celebrations. He hates Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, all the wretched things that we blaspheme and are immoral and idolatrous in practicing. I will not delight in your assemblies. Yeah, we're planning a big one for the 250th. But that doesn't please Supreme because we are too diabolical. Verse 22, you immolate immolation presentations to me. I will not accept your gifts. That's what they did anciently, but what do we do today? Well, we call them other things like Thanksgiving Day, but he doesn't appreciate any of the nonsense. That's worshiping football, not worshiping and revering him. I will not regard appreciation slaughter presentations of your well-fed animals. That was anciently. But that's referring to our religious posturing today. You will remove from me your lyrics confusion. Yeah, we have some terrible music. I will not listen to your musical instruments lyrics. We call it praise and worship, but I'm afraid they use the word for Baal, calling somebody Lord. That is Baal. That's not a term to ever use with Supreme. He is eternal. Ethics will flow like waters and correctness like a constant stream. That's a total reversal that is coming very soon now. Let's say in less than 3 years. Verse 25, most powerful prevails house. You brought slaughter presentations and grain presentations near to me in desert 40 years. That was ancient Israel, and that was never impressive. And now things are even worse. Verse 26, you carried your ruler woven, Sukkot, and Saturn. You recognize that day? Saturn's day? Because it sure isn't. That's our calling. That's our paganized, idolatrous name. It's the seventh day. If you want to call it something, it's the Shabbat or cessation. Your mighty ones, top prince, that's the demons, top prince, that's Hasatan, that you fashion for yourselves. Boy, that's an indictment for our evil that is very present right now, today. Eternal originator conveys, I will exile you out there to well-watered place. That's interesting. Well-watered place is Damascus. That's Asia, by the way, if you didn't know. I've not been to Damascus, but I've been close. I've been in Asia visiting different parts of it. So he says, Group's mighty one, that is most powerful, is his name. He will exile us. He is going to take us to the cleaners and get us cleaned up. You know, that expression I think is very adroit. We need to be cleaned up, okay? Well, I think we have come to the place where we need to conclude this, and I'll make some concluding remarks if that's acceptable to you. Because as I usually like to say, we must flee. And I'm having trouble pulling up my comments here to remember. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We don't. We embrace it. We must flee lying. We must flee coveting. We must flee stealing. We must flee killing, especially we think it's all right to murder the unborn. Supreme doesn't think so. Do you really think so? Yeah, I know. You could murder me, and I guess it'd be okay. Probably be about as good as murdering the unborn. No, not really. I cannot take my life, and anybody who takes my life does me a favor but kills himself, because that's a death penalty issue. Okay, well, I've said enough to irritate you today, so let me just conclude by saying we must be being renovated. We must be being converted. We must be being changed, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.